How do you go paying your mobile phone bill, your landline phone bill, any telco bill for that matter? Have you seen prices increase? In fact, have you had to ask for help to try and pay off your phone bill? Because a new report from the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman shows that over the last 2 years, 91% of financial counsellors said that they had helped people with phone or internet issues that was affecting their financial security. So the cost of paying your phone or internet, how much of a burden is that putting on your household bills? 9221 882. To join me to discuss, Judy Jones is the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman. Good afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon.
That seems like a significant increase, 91% increase showing to financial counsellors that they've had to help people pay these phone or internet bills.
Well, it's 91% of financial counsellors said that they'd help people with phone or internet issues that were affecting their financial security. We don't know what the particular increase is because this is the first time we've done this survey.
Yeah, okay. Has it been because people are finding they're having to fork out more because their mobile phone bills are increasing? Maybe the fact that we've got more data charges, for example, and we're moving at the moment, obviously, to the NBN, that plans, when you're trying to sign up to an internet plan, you're obviously finding it's costing you a few extra dollars than it did before.
Well, there's certainly an increasing move to using, for example, your mobile phone rather than a landline. But the financial counsellors in the survey told us that it was more a combination, a bit of a domino effect, that the most likely cause for financial hardship or financial difficulty was low income, unemployment, poor financial management, mental health and relationship breakdown. So not so much the cost of services or the number of services people had, but their own personal circumstances that put them under financial stress.
And is that just reflective here of where we are in the economic cycle? Obviously, we have been through a couple of difficult and lean years, Judy.
Yes, I think that's what the financial counsellor's view is, that it's pretty tough here in WA at the moment, and certainly phone and internet services are part of that. Difficulty with those are part of that pattern. And also they talk about, you know, one problem leading to another. So there's no one single cause.
And you've seen, obviously, there's a lot of loan options out there, and it's quite difficult to navigate at times what sort of financial product you might engage in to try and maybe pay off some of these bills. Has that put anybody in strife?
Well, I've been attending the Financial Counsellors Conference here in WA today, and they were certainly talking about payday lenders. ASIC was here talking about the rules around small value loans that try and help, or people will turn to help tide them over when they're a bit financially stressed. So there's certainly some issues with that.
Does it also come around, or did councillors happen to say at all, that people know what they're signing up for when they sign the contracts in these kind of situations, or is there a bit of ambiguity?
Well, certainly 40% of financial councillors identified companies overselling products that contributed to financial problems, and also there were difficulties with understanding misunderstanding contract terms. So 65% of financial counsellors said that consumers didn't really understand the things they were signing up for. And I think it can be particularly in regional and remote WA, where people are living in community where English is not necessarily their first language, that can exacerbate the problem.
Yeah, interesting findings indeed. Thanks for your time today, Judy.
Oh, absolutely.